Good evening. We want to take this opportunity to welcome all of our online students as well as those that are on Roku. Thank God for all of you, Arrow Campus students. Amen. Let us pray so we can begin. Father, we're so grateful, so thankful for just another day that you have made. We set our hearts to rejoice and to be glad in it. We thank you for Apostle Leroy Thompson Sr., the founder and the overseer of this great school of ministry. We thank you for the apostolic call that is upon his life and upon his family life. We thank you for all the men and women that you've joined to him to fulfill his apostolic call in the earth realm. So we don't come operating on our own, we come operating from him. We're so thankful for last week during the LTMA Ministers Conference, how that he literally poured out his life into our lives. We cannot be the same if we hear and adhere to the things which he shared with us. We're so thankful for that. And we thank you tonight that the Holy Spirit, the same Holy Spirit that was present during that LTMA Ministers or Impartation Conference, is here right now tonight. And he's going to teach us as we move forward in catching the waves of revival. Give every student an ear to hear. Give every student a heart to believe. Give every student a burning fire, a refreshing, a revival on the inside. And we give you praise, honor, glory, and thanksgiving for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now we're going to go back over some things over in chapter 2. We're going to start off again, probably rehearse some things. Because how many of you know it's not how much territory you cover, is the quality of the territory that you're covering. And I think when it comes to subjects like catching the waves of revival, it's not something that you can just kind of throw out there. You have to kind of teach it and impart it. Revival is very important to God. Because let me say this, God is not interested in some little city. God is literally interested in shaking the whole world. You know, the kingdom of God, the Bible says, the kingdom of God is not meat, and the kingdom of God is not drink, but it's joy, it's righteousness, and it's peace, all in the what? Holy Ghost. So as I was meditating, thinking about, you know, along with what the author has given us, see, without the Holy Spirit, there is no revival. And one of the things that Apostle Thompson imparted to us on last week was the fact that our prayer life, you know, if you want something to start egging on and moving in the right direction, your prayer life, praying in the Spirit especially. Now, you know, you have to be able to receive a rebuke. You have to be able to receive correction, you know. And so when you look at someone that has had the success that he has, I believe we are right now in a present-day modern revival. I believe that, because God is restoring back to his church the apostle and the prophet. Now, we know that all fivefold ministry offices are governmental offices, but we excluded the apostle and the prophet. And we understand that in this school of ministry, we're up under an apostolic paradigm, meaning that God speaks first to who? The apostle. And that all the other gifts, you know, this is God's will. He didn't make himself an apostle, right? Right? We went through the scriptures where Paul and all of his salutations and all of his letters to the churches, he say, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle. Then in the book of Galatians chapter 1, you read it when you get a minute, Paul said, I'm an apostle, not of man, neither by men. No man called me to stand in this office. The head of the church is the one who gave me this assignment. And so everyone who will connect properly to me will experience or be a partaker of the grace of God that is upon my life to operate in the earth realm as an apostle. And that same grace will come upon you and impart things to you to cause you to go farther in ministry. Because apostles are what? Wise master builders. They make sure that the foundation is right. So if we're going to have true revival, we can't have true revival without the apostles. without the prophet, without the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher, everybody being not only set in place, but functioning together as one. Are you with me? And so I think when we look at the impact of what Apostle Thompson is doing, remember, he's now impacting ministries around the world. Are you listening? So in Acts chapter number 2, you know, let me see what page to find this on. Page 7 in your books, where it talks about end time revival. We talked a little bit about spiritual timing. Remember, I told you that God is, you know, when it comes to timing, God is in charge of times and seasons. Who's in charge? God is in charge of times and seasons. I also think I may have mentioned to you that we need to be like the sons of Issachar. We need to have an understanding of the times to know what we ought to be doing as the church and as the kingdom of God. Because everything with God is about what? Timing. God is the great mathematician. You listening? God has a time frame and a timetable for which he expects something to be accomplished. And what he does is he'll raise up a man or a woman of God called by him and sent from him to get things accomplished. And one of the most important things that we can understand when it comes to, you know, catching the waves of revival, it's understanding God's agenda. God's agenda. The way God do things. We're not going to have true revival fighting this apostolic call and move. Are y'all with me? Now, we must continue steadfastly in the doctrine of the apostles. That's Acts 2:42. Y'all in the minister's conference, weren't you? Huh? Okay, let's act like it. Because these were things that apostle was sharing with us. And even Reverend Leroy Thompson Jr., how we got to be connected to that one agenda, that one purpose. Now, you want to talk about true revival? That's true revival. Because when unity comes and a one accordness comes, no power of the enemy can stop, watch this, the power of one. The power of one. So we are here as a result of the call that God have on Apostle Thompson's life, because God wants this to get into the whole earth. How does he do it? Through us. So in page 7, it says spiritual timing, and it talks about, and when the day of Pentecost was what? Fully come. Fully come. And the fact that he used the term fully come talks about time. See, God is the God of time and what? Season. God's time is precise in every outpouring. Y'all got it? In every move of God. Nothing is happening by chance. It is the Holy Spirit who is down here orchestrating every move of God. Are you listening? And he's looking for a prepared people. Right? And we know from Apostle's testimony, which all of us in this room would have to agree. We've never heard no minister say nothing like that. For 40 years. Oh, Jesus, I haven't missed a day. People trying to find a day, get a day, buy a day. Oh, and here we have a man who I believe was not only set apart by God, but a man who had the spiritual fortitude, you know, to set himself apart for the service of God. And I'm just here to witness that when he sets his heart to do something, like Marvin Gaye, baby, let's get it on. We are going somewhere here. All right? And so God appoints a time and a season. So when the day of Pentecost was what? Fully come. The Bible says they were all with one accord and in one place. So it's not enough for all of us to gather. When we come here, we gather around the apostle. It's not enough to all be here just in the same place. Our hearts got to be crying out, impart unto us the spirit that's upon our Father. That's true impact. Because we're not interested in going out in our own name. We're interested in being sent out. The greatest witness I'm talking about revival now. Because a revival is just not the product of one. It's the product of everybody joined to one. Oh, come on now. Jesus couldn't get done when he got done in the earth realm, except he had those men that he can pour his life into and send them forth. And what did they teach? What he taught them. And they came back and said, we went out and taught them exactly what you taught us. We have apostles going out, reporting back to the head of the church. This is what we preached in that city. See, this is true revival. When men and women of God get out of competition and get into a place where somebody can mold and shape them and cause them to go farther in life than they would go on their own. That's the job of an apostle. And that will cause true revival. Now, in addition to, you know, spiritual time, y'all remember some of the examples I gave you. I told you how God orchestrated events so that Jesus could be born in Bethlehem of Judea. Isn't that something? Now, you have to meditate on that. Think of that. You know, there was a fullness of time that had came. It was time for Mary to bring forth her son. But Mary couldn't bring forth her son until he was in the right place. There's a right place and there's a right time for things to happen. I believe that there's a major revival coming that's going to be birthed right here in Louisiana. It's been spoken of for many years, that they saw a fire break out from the mouth of the Mississippi River. That, why the Mississippi River? Because it's the father of waters. It reaches from the Gulf of Mexico straight up to Minnesota. Y'all better hear what I'm saying. Why not Louisiana? We've been on the back of the, they think we country hicks anyway. So why not Louisiana? Why couldn't God find a man and pour his spirit into, and then find sons and daughters who would join themselves to them, lose their own agenda, get God's agenda, and say, you can say I'm Apostle Thompson's son, praise God, yes I am, because I'm not ashamed of him. I'm not ashamed of him. I'm not ashamed of what he's pushing and what he's teaching. Matter of fact, my life is changing. So if you say I've been with him, I'm in great company. The greatest testament is for somebody to say, you got the mark of your father upon you. Y'all with me now? All right. Now, it also talks about spiritual preparation. We talked a little bit about that. Spiritual preparation. I say praying in the spirit. Building up yourself on your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Pray without ceasing. Pray those three prayers in Ephesians chapter number 1, 16 through the end of the chapter. Ephesians chapter number 3, verse 14 to about the 21st verse, I believe. Then Apostle introduced another prayer in Ephesians chapter number 6. Then again in Philippians 4. Come on now. I didn't know I was going to share all this tonight, but you know what you get is what you share. You understand what I'm saying? That conference didn't impact you, then let's leave school. Because I want y'all to know, we don't come to school just to, you know, so people can talk about how much Bible we know. You know, I want to make this statement. True revival can be found in this statement. They perceived that they were ignorant and unlearned men, but they perceived that they had been with Jesus. In other words, when those apostles, when Jesus ascended and sent them forth after they were immersed and baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire, they went out and they began to turn whole nations and cities around. But the people took note, oh, this is not them. They've been with that Jesus of Nazareth. Y'all follow what I'm saying? See, a revival got to start with somebody and from somewhere. Are you with me? So, we're talking about spiritual preparedness. So, that comes with what? Prayer. Seeking God. Not his provision. Seeking his faith. Not his hand. If you get in his face, his hand will open. You listening to me? Huh? You want his presence. And there's nothing like people knowing that the presence of God is in your life, that you come out fresh oil, fresh anointing, So we can say we have that here. Is that right? We can say we have that here with Apostle Johnson. All right? Now, Acts 1:14, because we're talking about preparation. You know, Jesus commanded not only the apostles, but we find out that in the upper room, there were 120 of them, right? Including Mary, the mother of Jesus, right? Acts 1:14 says, these all continue with what? With one accord in what? Notice, with prayer and supplication. With the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus. Come on now. Huh? And with what? His brethren. Why were they all in that upper room? Because Jesus had given them. See, can I put it this way? Revival is about to hit full force. And the one who is going to be the cause of the revival, you can't go without him. Now, it was good when I was with you. Y'all, come on, children, go here with me. Listen, Jesus said these words. Jesus said, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, I will not send the comforter to you. Why is that important? Because the word comforter means another of the same sort and another of the same kind. Jesus was saying to them, I'm leaving you, but I'm coming back. But I'm not coming back as being God with you. That's Emmanuel. This time when I come back, I'm coming back as Holy Spirit, God in you. So when the Holy Spirit comes on the scene, you have me in you. Now, come on now. Come on. You got to understand, is everybody looking for the second coming of Christ? Baby, he's here. He's here in the person of the Holy Spirit. And the greatest revival is yet to be experienced because I believe the fullness of what God wants to do is coming together. Because Jesus, say Jesus. All right? I pointed out to you, I don't know if it was in this class or another class, I get a lot of stuff mixed up. But watch what I'm about to say. Jesus represents grace. For the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. So grace and truth. Thy word is truth. Sanctified in through thy word. Thy word is truth. Jesus is the word. Truth made flesh. Right? Jesus came to bring forth grace. Apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. Until all five are flowing, we're operating on one-fifth. You follow with me? I mean, we don't need part of Jesus working. We need all of Jesus working. Are you with me? And it is the Holy Spirit who quickens men and women. It's not somebody saying, oh, the Lord says you are this, and the Lord says you that. No, baby. God better be done talk to you. You know, papers don't give you the right to preach. The apostolic call, the anointing do. Are you listening to me? And an apostle ain't trying to hold you back. I like how Dad is approaching this. He understands. But let me tell you something. He's been walking in this for a long time. Men just don't grow up and show up and start following a man unless they got something on them. You know? And so, and this school, all of us are here because of it. And it's a revival, if you really think about it. What is a revival? Bringing heaven's fire to the earth. Right? All of us in here are coals. C-O-A-L-S. All right? Watch this. If one coal get on fire, and the other coals are in the same, y'all not talking to me. And the other coal, come on now, it's best to use match light with a lighter fluid already in it. I believe y'all know what I'm talking about. You don't have time to be squirting a bottle. You know, I'm trying to give you an example. I'm trying to give you an example. If all of us are soaked in the lighter fluid,
Come on, talk to me. And one coal gets stuck up. I'm expecting the same thing that's on that first coal to spread it to all the others. Are you with me? Now, they were all with one accord in one place. Mary, the mother, I believe the Holy Ghost wanted people to know Mary was in there. Because this revival that's going to break out is going to shake the entire world. Acts 1 and 8. Get it so you can see it. Acts 1 and 8. What does Acts 1 and 8 say? But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all of Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Sound like to me God saying, hey, wake up and smell of coffee. I ain't just trying to impact Jerusalem. I'm not just trying to impact all Judea. I'm not just trying to impact Samaria. What I have intended for y'all is going to touch the whole earth. The whole earth shall be full of his glory. That cannot happen until the entire church of the Lord Jesus Christ come into recognition of who they are. Are y'all with me? Huh? And so the next thing we need to talk about is spiritual outbursts. Say suddenly. The suddenly that God want to do. These immediately. Huh? It says, though the apostles were what? Expecting the revival, yet they were still taken by what? Surprise. So suddenly and powerful, God intervened in the spiritual destiny of his church. It happened so quickly and so suddenly that people were what? Caught unaware. When true revival hits, you don't have time to be, now watch this, you prepare for revival, but those who is about to hit don't have no idea what's about to hit them. Y'all listening to me? And the purpose is, it's God's agenda. God wants it to be so forceful that men's hearts will be pricked. That they will cry out and say, what must we do to be saved? See, it's a whole new agenda is what I'm telling you. Church, as we have known it over all these years, is suddenly changing. We recognize, watch this, in true revival, we begin to recognize the need we have one for another. Y'all understand this? We're not interested in fighting another church or another preacher. We are interested in one agenda, expanding the kingdom of God in power. Y'all with me? And we can't do that fighting each other. Everybody not going to want to be a part of what we're doing. We're going to rejoice at what others are doing, but we're going to keep our focus on what the apostles say we should be doing. Are you with me? And so, the sudden outburst, that's why I like Acts chapter 2. And suddenly, they came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all of the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them golden tongues like as a fire. And it sat upon each of them. It sat upon each of them. Not all of them at the one time. It sat upon each of them. The Holy Spirit put those tongues of fire and the sound sat upon each of them. Coal by coal. So they can feel the fire. See, if being here is not causing a drive to come off of an explosion, like, man, something won't bust loose up in me up here, then you know what? Maybe you're just hanging out. Because when you really hanging around somebody who got the fire Apostle Thompson has, either you're going to catch on fire or get burned up one of the two, you know. I mean, something got to happen. How many of y'all can say something got to happen? All right. So So we got to see these suddenly. That wind came up there, and suddenly they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now remember that they were gathered on the day of Pentecost from all of the nations around the earth. They heard these men speak the wonderful works of God in a language unknown to the one speaking, but known to the ones who were gathered. All right, now listen to me. Say revival. Say revival. What happened in this revival? Genesis chapter number 11. Remember, in Genesis chapter 11, those men had got together and said, we're going to build up a tower that's going to reach heaven. And God himself said, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, let us go down there. Because if we don't intervene, ain't nothing they're not going to be able to do. Because the whole earth is of one speech and one language. Y'all not listening to me. Are you hear what I'm saying to you? Huh? So we need to go disrupt. Because as long as they're one, nothing shall be impossible to them. Now, could you imagine the day before, they all were working. Everybody understood each other. It's a lot deeper than what you think. I feel it's a lot deeper than what you think. See? It was a lot deeper than just you had this tongue and that one had that tongue. It didn't matter what tongue you had. When you came to talk to that person, there was an understanding that you had. No matter what tongue they were speaking in, that communication was broken. Y'all ready for this? On the day of Pentecost, it came back. On the day of Pentecost, that which separated in Genesis 11, the revival brought back a unity that could not be denied. Things were known by the Spirit, not by the flesh. Then, you want to know the suddenly, the immediately, and the impact of what was going on? They got rotten, roaring drunk. Now, y'all don't want to talk. See, they were so full of the Holy Ghost, the people said, hold up, these folks got some new wine up in here. And the coward, the one who denied Jesus. Come on, talk to me. The one who walked out after Jesus was raised from the dead, he said, call my apostles and Peter, the one who denied me. Tell him I still got an assignment for him. Tell him, get it, I need him. Come on. Put him in that upper room. Now watch this. The coward, seeing a true revival, coward. When they kissed the waves, those who were once cowards not turning to bold people. Women who were quiet get the joy juice and can't keep it to themselves. I'm trying to get some help. You're not interested in talking all that foolish talk. You want some people to catch what you got. That's the sign of a true revival. And Peter went out. Watch this. First day he preached. 3,000 souls added to the church. Come on, talk to me. Why? Because we are not drunk as you suppose. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Said in the last days, said God, I will, watch this, pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. So all revival is an outpouring, watch this, of God's spirit. You can't exhaust it. All right? Then there's spiritual liberty. You can't deny the fact that Peter was free. Peter preached that day. I say Peter preached, and what did he preach? The Christ. Huh? You men of Judea, you know what he did. But you did it according to God's predetermined counsel. You crucified the Lord of glory, but that's all right. That's right, that's down by Donneville. Y'all know where I'm coming from. That's all you nice scholarly people. That means it's okay. You know, but what Peter was saying, y'all crucified him. But I want y'all to know, he's not dead no more. Everything you are about to witness, everything you are about to see, is because we are serving a risen king. And watch this. And with great power did the apostles give witness to the resurrection of Christ. Let me tell you what revival will do. Revival is about showing people that the resurrected Christ is alive and well and in charge of his church. And we're not weak and wimpy. And we're not going out of here like we need the rapture as an escape hatch to Satan taking over. The hell with that paradigm. We ain't going out of here until every enemy has been made his footstool by the church. That's true revival. In true revival, I mean, we come at the fifth that's coming into the world, but the purpose of fire is to burn up everything that's not like God. Fire ain't scared of nothing. We preach the devil like the devil taking over the world. Like God just said, what are we here for this? There would be no true revival but you got to be in love with God. Lord, may we go back to the first way we first believed and realize that we just not here to occupy time and space, but we ought to be doing your will. Y'all with me? Now, not only is there a spiritual, you know, we talk about liberty, but there's also a spiritual presence in every revival. The manifested presence of God quits and convicts the heart of men. God is honored and held in holy respect. Y'all got that? There's a God consciousness that will fill the heart of men. That's true revival. May I tell you, and I'm talking from personal experience, there is absolutely no denying that God is with Apostle Leroy Thompson Sr. There's absolutely no denying that the impact of God in his life has impacted his family's life, has impacted the community in which he lives, has impacted this entire region. This is a territorial church. This is a governing church. This is a church, y'all listening, where other churches got to gather. Y'all ready for this? Where the eagles gather. So they can be imparted to. So they can go back to their own city, operating from something that people don't know. They got another wind behind them. See? And true catching the waves and in true revival, it's not about who getting the glory. Come on, y'all are Bible students. They were arguing in the Corinthian church. Somebody say I'm of Apollo. Somebody say I'm of Paul. Somebody say I'm of Christ. And they're bickering and going back and forth. And Paul says, hold up, time out. Y'all acting like a bunch of babies. In true revival, all Paul did was plant it. In true revival, all Apollos did was water. But if you really want to know what's behind us, it's God who was giving the increase. Oh, come on, talk to me. In true revival, God is getting the glory. Apostle Thompson, as strong as he is in ministry, one of the outstanding characteristics about somebody who's in true revival is they want to keep you in sight. This is God and not me. But I paid a price for it to happen. Are y'all with me? Now, spiritual presence. See? Now, turn to Acts chapter 8. Y'all want to see revival? See, we always like to pick this one and that one. Man, God looks for somebody he can break revival out and in. Spiritual presence. Now, y'all won't let me go overtime. Don't have any of them here getting rebuked. Ma'am, wave your hands, holler, scream, throw something at me if I act like I can't hear you. I'm telling you right now, we're talking about a God consciousness. Say God consciousness. See, when true revival come out, y'all ready for this? Call your nephew. You ready for this? The whole city about to be saved. Y'all ready? All right. Acts chapter 8, verse 1, read. That's 9. I say Acts 8. Well, Philip, oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't say verse 1. Find the verse saying Philip went down and preached. I'm sorry, that's me. I'm sorry, that was me. Verse 5, read. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria, and he preached what? Christ unto them. Read. Hold up. And the people with gave heed unto those things which Philip spake. Could it be possible that the church of the Lord Jesus Christ has gotten so comfortable? People don't have much to hear and much to see. Yeah, Johnny, come on, can I preach up in here? Can I talk to y'all about revival? The Bible says that John the Baptist, who was the forerunner to Jesus Christ, he asked, how could you be the forerunner to the Christ? Behold, the Lamb of God that take away the sin of the world. Come on, talk to me. You saw your disciples leave and go join his team, but you still kept on with your ministry. But you got thrown in prison. And now you say, go ask him. Is he the one? I thought you told us he was the one. You claim if he was the one, now you send enough to go find out if he the one. Now watch what Jesus said. Go and show Joel. He in prison. Go back and show him. Go back and tell him of the miracles that you see. That the blind got their eyes open. That the lamb is walking. We won't talk about Christ, but let me talk to you. The gospel comes forth in power. And we don't get people attention with good poems and rhymes and riddles and great articulate services. True revival breaks out when men and women of God is operating in power. Power to do what? Destroy the work of the enemy? All these so-called incurable diseases? When grace pays for it all? It's not until the prophet. Why are you saying that? Because notice it says hearing and seeing. That's all through the Bible. People don't just need to hear. You know, if they hear too long and nothing show up, come on now. All right. Now, if you're not a child of the 70s, you won't know this song. But there was a song that came out in the 70s. I'm a child of the 70s, so y'all just put up with my record. So intense. Just the game I play when I want to say I love you. So I'm about to show you and tell you. Y'all not listening to me. What God is saying in 2014 is I'm in the business of showing and telling. It's one thing to say God love you, but when you got some stuff behind you, that show you, that's my child. It becomes a drawing card. Money cometh is apostolic and prophetic. Hate it, don't like it, but he's financially free. So why are you going to get mad because you didn't get money coming? No, I wasn't in the grocery line. I wasn't juicing at the time. There wasn't a little fat white man in front of me. Come on, talk to me. That had one bill, and he had an 8-pack of beer. Yeah, he didn't turn around and ask me and say, money still do going. I didn't leave out the store and get in the car, and God showed up and asked me what did I say in that place. Y'all want to know why I'm rehearsing this? Because in true revival, you will take with somebody else. I'm trying to get some dough. You will act like money coming belong to you. They will think you was in the store. Come in with this whole work. Let it work. What does the matter? I'm not going to be saying, I got money coming. I didn't write the book. I got the book on the table in the store. But if money comes showing up as he's preaching it, because I'm connected to him and I'm in a true revival with him, I'm expecting what happened to him to happen to me, no matter how long it takes. Acts chapter 8, finish reading. Now you done lost your spot. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did for unclean spirits, crying with loud voices, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsy, and that were lame were healed. Oh, now that's what I want y'all to get to. And revival? It didn't say great joy came to the cup. My little denomination. Great joy came to the cup. No, baby, God is bigger than the cup. God is trying to get us up the church and into the field. The church is the place, the ecclesia, the called out ones, is not a building made with hands. The ecclesia, the church of the living God, is not how beautiful of an edifice this is. God said, I'm working on a spiritual house, and I'm filling it with a spiritual presence, so that when we go out of here, we are alive and a living church. Let me talk to you. God told Moses, make me a tabernacle. But when you make the tabernacle, fix it so it can move when I say. Why did God do that? Because God was trying to show you, I'm not going to be in no temple that stand up. All right. Y'all in love with this church? Let me help you. Tomorrow, drive out here and say, word of life, prophesy to me. I need a word from the Lord. Get out your call. Get on your knees. Call. Beat on the door. Ain't nothing going to happen. Because word of life is not housed in this building. Word of life is housed in a man by the name of Apostle Leroy Thompson Sr. You got it? You got it? And it is his voice that will change your life. And God is interested in changing the this whole city is different because he's here. God is interested in that being replicated around the world, but through men and women who are connected to him. I didn't say he was the only one, y'all. Y'all got it? But I mean, you know. You know, you get my drift. We used to drive 787 miles to go get it. We don't have to do that no more. Thank God, we are an hour away. 17 hours back in the day. And there was great joy in that city. God is saying, I want to bring great joy to the city. Not just your church and your locale. I want the whole community to be changed. I want people to know God is there. The day cometh and now is where the politicians will have to come to the house of God to get answers for what they can't turn around. Somebody wants to answer the crime, baby. If the answer to the crime is the Holy Ghost, get men and women saved. All right. And there was great what? In the city. Okay, I want you to see that. I want you to see that. Now, we talked, you know, spiritual vessels, you have to be prepared. You have to prepare yourself. Apostle gave us one of the greatest things he imparted to us during that conference was prayer. Pray without ceasing. Don't pray just to preach. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Don't pray just to preach. Don't pray because you get to teach tonight. Pray without ceasing. You have to know how to operate around men of God like Apostle Thompson. There are times when you go into his presence and you may see him praying, you don't interrupt him. You have to know how to get in and how to get out. You don't make a man of God common with you. You got to respect his space. It increases his anointing when he sees you have that kind of respect for him. You will be on his mind and get something to you. See, y'all don't believe that. When you honor and respect, see, in revival, great honor and great respect come back to the men and women of God as it should. Because right now, church folks been killing them. So this revival is going to bring honor, respect, and dignity back where it belongs. Y'all with me? Spiritual vessels being prepared. We talked about that. Spiritual manifestation. Spiritual what? Manifestation. The Holy Spirit will begin to allow the manifestation of what? His gift and power to break forth in our lives. The power of the Spirit is made manifested in any what? Revival, in healing, in signs, stand in wonder. This time, what time I saw it? Y'all trying to get me put out? Good night. Read chapter 2. I didn't have no alarm, y'all. All right. Thank you. Thank you.